Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is Thursday, May 23rd, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to Motor Vitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotorVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. Coming up into Memorial Day weekend here, but I'm gonna start the, I don't know what that has to do with anything other than it's beautiful outside and I'm looking forward to the weekend, although I think it's supposed to rain where I'm going. So, you know, irrelevant stuff before we start this last call before Memorial Day. But I am wondering, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions you might have?
Hey, I'd like to just share. This is Paul up in Traverse City.
Paul in Traverse City, how the heck are you? It's your fault It's going to rain this weekend, by the way.
Yeah, I hear. I'm not happy about that. I got to thinking about this, and this has nothing to do with much of anything except that the Bayshore Marathon happens here in Traverse City, and it is a premier marathon. It's a qualifier for the Boston Marathon. I've been with one water treatment company, my own bottled water company, and now this company for 12 years. I've been doing this. We've been supplying the water for this race for 29 years.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. I got three route drivers that will be on that course at 4:30 in the morning on Saturday morning, taking water up and down the peninsula for 3,900 different runners.
Wow. Wow.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, here I have a question for you. So you've been doing that for 29 years. What is the motivation, right? So there are reasons. I was just having this conversation with another dealer, and honestly, this could be a whole nother topic for a call, just why companies do community involvement or do things like that. But what is your motivation for doing that, Paul? And why, you know, what do you get out of it? Is there any benefit, any business benefit? Have you ever seen anything come out of it? You know what, I mean, just tell me a little bit more about it. Why 29 years, why do you do it?
Goodwill. Name recognition. When I had my own bottled water company, I was out doing it myself. Now that this race has gotten larger, I pay my people to do it, and we pay them very well because of the hours that they do it.
Yeah.
Some posts that get put up on social media thanking us for providing this water for these runners, and they do need water. And
yeah,
there could be maybe one other company in our town that would be able to do that. We're taking 5-gallon bottles of water out there, and they're dumping them into pitchers, and then they're just handing cups off to these racers. These racers do need to have water. They need to be hydrated.
Yeah.
Our logo's on every single bottle. Granted, a lot of people from all over the country and all over the world run in this race.
Yeah.
It's huge for Traverse City. Bring your money. Please, bring your money to Traverse City. Spend it here in Traverse City. It does nothing but helps our economy.
Yeah.
It's a feel-good thing. I love doing it. I love the chaos that it takes to put it all together, to get the route drivers put together and to ensure that they are going to be here at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning of a holiday weekend and get them going and then go to the little after things and mingle with all the runners and the participants and the people that organize this. It is a good name recognition for our company as well.
Yeah, I think we're going to add a more detailed conversation about this, you know, about community service, and hopefully you'll come on and kind of revisit this and other things. Because I, like I said, I just had this conversation recently with another dealer, a very large dealer, and down in Ohio, and they literally spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on donating bottled water and community involvement and things like that. And in fact, one of his greatest concerns when I was talking to the owner about this is that, you know, when he's gone, when he passes it down, he's very concerned less about, you know, the sustainability of the company, although certainly that's important, the company that he's built, but he wants to make sure that when he's gone, that is continued, you know, that, that whoever is involved in his company, you know, whoever is in the leadership has the same passion for that community service and that community involvement that he does in it, because he feels he contributes that to the success of his company. And I was asking him a similar question, you know, you know, when there's a tornado that comes through and destroys an entire town and your company single-handedly supplies the water while they're getting the water treatment system, you know, back up, the local municipality back online, what do you get from that? Because he doesn't put it out there. You know, we were talking about it, and there was no newspaper article, you know, nothing. There was no, you know, the TV media didn't come, and interview him. He did it very quietly, you know, basically giving that stuff to the community. I mean, yeah, the company name was on the bottles that they handed out, like you're saying, but they didn't do it for this big, you know, news recognition. And
yeah, we've never been on an interview on the radio stations. They do interviews and everything. I look at it, it's about 101,500 gallons of water supplied.
That's,
you know, it doesn't seem like a lot over 30 years, but it is a lot.
Sure. Absolutely. No, thank you for sharing that. I think we're going to add that to a topic in the near future. I'd like to explore that topic a lot more. And, you know, how do we get involved in the community and do things like that? And you know, do you do it in stealth or do you do it for the recognition? So that's definitely, thank you, Paul, for sharing that. And thank you for the community service and doing what you do. So anybody else,
Paul,
anything, go ahead.
Paul, I love the fact that you said you do it for the feel good, because that's something that, you know, volunteer work is, to me, I feel like volunteer work should never be for recognition or, you know, self-service or anything like that. I feel like you should want to do it. And I love the fact that, like you said, your guys on a holiday weekend, they're getting out there at 4:30 in the morning and delivering this water. It's just absolutely awesome.
You know, for me, part of the gift when it comes to stuff like that is the challenge, you know, when it's a greater gift when it's inconvenient. You know, when it's hard, when there's really a sacrifice, that's part of the gift. And for me, that's part of the joy of doing things like that. You know, the harder it is, the better it feels, you know, so when you're doing stuff like that. So yeah, I agree. And you know, this is way off topic from what we're going to talk about today, but the truth is this weekend is Memorial Day weekend. And it is, I mean, ultimately, the weekend itself is about sacrifice, right? I mean, that's what, you know, everybody talks about the barbecue and the, you know, getting out on the boats, and it's kind of the official start of summer. I remember when, you know, when I was a kid growing up, you know, Memorial Day was when school's out and summer kind of officially begins. The public pool opened and, you know, this is when the summer started, right? But now, you know, as I've gotten older and I wore a uniform, and fortunately am not one of the people that the weekend is for in terms of having sacrificed my life for this country. But it really is a weekend about sacrifice, right? It's a weekend about, and so I always encourage people, you know, not to get somber or depressing, because it is nice to get together and gather with friends. But I think it's important to take a moment to remember that this is Memorial Day weekend. It is the weekend to remember the sacrifice that people made, and to remember that sacrifice with a little sacrifice of your own is not a bad thing. In fact, I think it's commendable. So there's your little Kelly Thompson MV Pro Call lecture for the day. So that's anyway, any final thoughts or anybody else have anything before we jump into our topic a little bit? So did I just depress everybody? Let's start off going, you know, like, wow, now I'm sad. So we're going to talk a little bit today, you know, because for me, as I just mentioned, when I was a kid growing up in Southern Indiana, this was the weekend that school was out, that the public pool opened. I mean, I remember it being kind of the official start of summer, you know, and sometimes you would have some hot days leading up to it or whatever, but boy, this was it, you know, summer's here, woohoo! And so I started thinking about that on when we were going to do this call. And, you know, what does that mean for those of us that are going to be creating business? You know, how do we plan for going out and creating business? And it's been we talk about creating business a lot on this call, but let me just kind of define what I mean by that. Because, you know, we kind of go back to our roots. I mean, there are companies out there that supply a lot of leads for their salespeople, and I get that. I understand that. That's really two different philosophies, right? They're the companies that supply all their leads, and then there's the companies that rely on their sales professionals to go out and generate the leads. I always felt like it's best if there's a combination of both. But let me just define what I mean by creative versus house lead. A house lead is any lead that came from the company because the company name, the recognition, they called from a Google ad or from a Yellow Pages, huh, am I dating myself? They're calling from some sort of an advertisement. That's a house lead, a lead that the company basically provided to the salesperson. A creative lead is a lead that is unlikely to have occurred or come in without the efforts of the sales professional, meaning they developed relationships, they earned a referral, they went out and canvassed a new home, or they did something like that. And that, I sometimes feel, especially when things are pretty good, and for most dealers that I've been talking to over the last couple of years, things are pretty good for business. In fact, the biggest problem we have is that we don't have enough labor force to run the sales leads or to have them installed. And so this is a period of time where, honestly, a lot of companies, salespeople in those companies tend to get complacent because there's so many leads that are coming in and they're running them and stuff like that. But that's not going to last. It won't stay that way forever. And so I think it's so important to develop the habits of going out and generating your own business and creating those relationships. Frankly, it's how the company that I served when we had the recession in, you know, in 2008, when it really hit hard, that's how we survived, is that we had a team of people that created business, that went out and self-generated and grew, so that when the advertising stopped working, when the phone stopped ringing, it didn't matter. They had those relationships that allowed them to keep growing and having business. And so a creative lead, I think it's important. I think it's absolutely critical. And there may be people listening to this call right now going, I don't have time, running too many house leads. Okay, I get that. I understand it requires some effort and some dedication and you know, being able to do it. But I got to tell you, there's going to come a time where you're going to have more time than you want to go out there and create leads. And if you don't start to develop those relationships now when times are good, you're really going to struggle when that happens. And for you owners and managers out there, this is the time to start holding your salespeople accountable for doing that. You know, for starting to either incentivize them to create business on their own or give them the tools necessary to go out there, you know, that will help them be able to do it, you know, to create. I mean, name recognition is a big part of it, right? You know, so that if you're in a company where people aren't aware of the name, this is the time for you to help put that name out there, so it's easier for a salesperson to walk up and talk to somebody and have them say, "Oh, I've never heard of you before, Jen." You know, when you were here with Motivitality, I know that You and I both went into companies where they were building a brand new name or trying to get it out there. It's way more, you can do it, but it's way more challenging to do it with a name that's not recognized than a name that is. So summertime creating, I called this the topic today. And the reason I was thinking about that is because, you know, I've heard for years reasons, I guess, maybe legitimate a little bit, although I tend to think about them more as excuses for why it's way more difficult to create business in the wintertime. I think it's dark earlier, it's cold, people aren't outside, you know, they it's muddy, it's snowy, how do you get out there? You know, I mean, whatever the reasons, okay? All those reasons are gone right now in the summertime. People are outside working in their yards. They're out there. You can talk to them. You got a lot more daylight to be able to go out and canvas new construction. There's a lot more new construction happening right now that are starting. There are houses. People today are going and pulling permits for houses that are going to be built over the next 6 months. And they're going to be done and moved in 6 months because they want to be in before the holidays, before Thanksgiving, before Christmas, stuff like that. Here is the time to get out there and develop those relationships right now so that when it comes time for them to move in October, November, there's no question of who they're going to call because you've been out there and you've talked to them and you've put a cooler of ice and bottled water, ice cold bottled water in the back of your car, and you drive out there and you see them at the house and they're outside and they've got bottles of water. You can just pull that out and hand it to them and they will stop and talk to you. You know, and give you tons of information. The workers will give you information about the builder and what car the homeowner drives and when the homeowner shows up to the house. And information is power. You can be out there. I mean, it's awesome. It's great opportunities. This is the perfect time to set up that canopy tent and do a water clinic. Go out there and find that little gas station or that tiny little convenience store on the corner way out in the boonies somewhere that's privately owned, that's way far away from, you know, it's out in the rural area, and talk to the owner, get to know the owner of the gas station or the convenience store or whatever the business is. Maybe it's a farm and fleet store. Maybe it's any kind of country, you know, any kind of business that's out there. And you go out there, a feed and grain place, and talk to them and see if you can put up a canopy tent, one of those 10 by 10 canopy tents, and get a banner that says free water testing today and do a water clinic. And hand out ice cold bottled water there, you know, it's a perfect, you're not fighting with the weather. You're not fighting with the limited daylight. People are outside, and right now, this time of year, they're excited, they're happy. Now, granted, June, here's what I always hear when it comes to summertime creating, right? June is graduation. I don't know how many of you that have been in sales hear this, and I heard it a lot. Yeah, talk to us, you know, we got a graduation to plan. We have a big party to plan, a graduation that we have to get through here. Talk to us in July. Oh, man, that's great. I'm going to have a pretty good July. But then July comes along. Talk to us after we get back from vacation. We're going on vacation. Talk to us after we get off vacation. Okay, that's awesome. That's permission to talk to them in August. So, you know, they're not everybody has kids that are graduating in June, though. Not everybody does. That's only a small amount of people, high school and college, right? And that's it. And not everybody is going on vacation in July. And besides that, they're not going for the entire month of July. They're only gone for I mean, I'm going on vacation for a week in July, but I'm still working my butt off the rest of the week or the rest of the month, the rest of the week. Yeah. So only 1 week. That's all I do. But no, I mean, they're not gone the entire time. So you can sit, when you hear that one time, I have a graduation to plan. You can say, wow, nobody's buying anything. I might as well not go out there and try and generate business because everybody's got graduations to plan. Or you can continue to find those people that don't have kids or that are gonna do it after their kids graduate or whatever. Anyway, what are some of the ways that you guys can think of to generate business or create business? I mean, all my little dissertation, my little, again, lecture here. Tell me some thoughts. Let's have a discussion here. I've sort of gone off randomly on a bunch of different things. Tell me your thoughts. Anybody?
Kelly, I think one of our most successful MV pros, when he would go around to neighborhoods that were new construction, and these were put up by builders. So when he went to look at permits, it was a builder's name on the permit. And sometimes builders just really, they don't want to mess with it. They don't want to mess with building a partnership or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So he would go door knocking, and he would, you know, not just leave a flyer. He would go door knocking and say, you know, I'm Brian, whatever, with ABC Water, and this is, you know, most people in the neighborhood do something about their water and, you know, protect your new appliances and hot water tank and everything else. And even if he didn't get them to talk to him right at that point, he would a lot of times get telephone calls. And once you get into a neighborhood, neighbors talk to each other, especially in the summertime. They talk to each other. And, you know, then, and also families. He had a lot of neighborhoods that families were all moving into the same neighborhood. And, you know, he just kind of, but he wasn't afraid to go up. And, of course, you have to do it respectfully. You know, don't do it around dinner time. If you hear a baby crying when you are walking up towards the door, don't knock on the door. You know, just, and then as he'd knock on the door, he'd step back and give them room and just explain who he was. Always had a logoed shirt, always had a company card that was logoed. And if he required a peddler's permit, I think it's called a peddler's permit. If he in most city townships, he would get that and he'd make sure that that was noticeable, that he had permission to do that. So I think
it's way easier to create business when you're doing stuff like that. And one of the things, Jen, you and I have had this discussion a lot. One of the things I love about this industry when it comes to sales is there are so many different ways of creating business. And you're right, that particular MV Pro was doing $75,000 a month creative from going out there and going to new subdivisions where he knew there was a need. And basically, and it's way easier to do that in the summertime. And I like what you said. You know, so his approach was not, you know, it was like most people out here end up, you know, they're doing something with their water. If you haven't done anything, I'd love to have an opportunity to talk to you about it. You know, I'd love to show you what we have to offer. And it was very low pressure. He had a piece of literature to hand to them where there was a call to action with his phone numbers and maybe a coupon or something like that on there. But you're right, not those obnoxious people that come out there and they just won't leave you alone at any time during the day. I mean, there is an art to it. For me, I never had to door knock in order to create business and stay busy. But I want to point out and kind of emphasize what you're saying. It is an effective way of doing it, and it doesn't have to, as long as you're doing it ethically and with respect for the homeowner and their property, it is an effective way of generating business. I mean, clearly an effective way of generating business. For me, I went around to one of my favorite things to do in the summertime, like I said, was put a cooler full of ice water in the back of my car. And, you know, a cooler full of ice with bottled water. And I'd stop by the construction sites And a lot of times the homeowners wouldn't be there, but man, they're out there hot. They're working. You take and hand them all a bottle of water. They will stop and give you any information that you want when you do that. They're so appreciative. Jen, was it you that was with me that time we were driving by and a lady was out riding the motor, the cutting the grass? Was that you or was that somebody else?
I know. Yeah, that wasn't me.
So one time, I think it was Pam. Remember Pam? another sales professional. But we were driving by, and we saw this lady out on the mower cutting her grass. It was just a hot day. We had bottles of water that were private labeled, so they had our company name on there, you know, who we were. And I stopped alongside the road, ran up and just handed her a bottle of water and just didn't say anything. I just handed her a bottle of water and the look of appreciation on her face. She got back in the truck and we drove off. That night later, we had a sales appointment in that area. And that night we were eating at an Applebee's, I think, and had the company truck parked outside. And somebody came, this lady comes up to us at the table and says, do you guys have a truck? Is it your truck out there in the parking lot? And I said, yes. Did you hand me water today? Was it you that handed me water? I'm like, yeah. She was clearly pregnant. She was very, very pregnant. She said, I was dying and I was sitting there trying to finish and I didn't know if I was going to be able to finish. She said, I'm 8 months pregnant and I had to get the grass cut. And you guys came. It's like, she said, it's like God sent you to us. She goes, thank you so much. That was the one of the kindest things anybody's ever done. And I mean, it was just that big a deal. You know, now she didn't buy anything from us, but I know that she told that story out there. You know, she recognized the name brand. She recognized the truck. She recognized the bottle. And that is how you develop those long-term relationships. That's how you create that business. As we started the call off today talking, it's how you create the goodwill. Right? Anybody else? We got about three minutes here left. Any other ideas or thoughts on how to, you know, the summertime creating? How do you get out there and create that business? Anybody else have any thoughts? Okay. Well, with that, then I guess we will. I don't really have anything else to say except that the importance of creating business, getting out there, generating those leads. I just want to, as I said, with all sincerity, acknowledge what this weekend is about. It is in memoriam of people that have given sacrifice, and I want to acknowledge that and recognize that. So everybody have a really safe, great weekend. We will talk to you next week, if not before. So everybody be safe. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks.